Tefillah for Life, Shir 1085, Yom Sheni B'Shabbes, before Shavuos. The pasuk continues, we're in Vayivarech David, Vayomer David, David said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikei Yisrael Avinu. Many times people say this pasuk and they have no idea what they're saying. What does it mean, Baruch Atah Hashem? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is blessed, that we have many times. Elikei Yisrael Avinu, the God of Yisrael, our father. Meaning, we're referring to Yaakov Avinu, we're calling him Yisrael, which is actually not so common. And when we refer to Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov, we generally refer to him as Yaakov. And when we use the term Yisrael many times, we refer to Klal Yisrael. But in this instance, we're referring to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam being Elikei Yisrael Avinu. So again, there's many times in Davening we mention Elikei Yisrael. For example, before Vayivarech David, we said Baruch Atah Hashem Elikim Elikei Yisrael. That was referring to the Elikim of Klal Yisrael. But here we say Elikei Yisrael Avinu, which means we're referring to Yaakov Avinu. We use the term Avinu, so we're not referring to ourselves as being Yisrael, but rather as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam being the Elohim of Yisrael Avinu. So we see, first of all, that we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on our relationship with Him through our fathers. We're talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam who is Elohim Yisrael Avinu, just like in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. We say Elohim Avram, Elohim Yitzchak, Elohim Yaakov, we say Elohim Aviseinu. We relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our fathers, through the Avos. So too over here, now we picked a specific Av, we picked Yaakov Avinu, but we're generally saying that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is built on the Avos. Like the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, V'sachas ki ohaves aviseicha v'yivcher b'zarei acharav. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had an ahava towards the Avos, that's why He chose us, that's why He chose the children of the Avos. So we are chosen, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Avos. And that's what we're referencing over here. David HaMelech is saying he's benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's acknowledging that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the source of bracha through the Av, through the Avos. And he picks one specific Av, which Be'ez Hashem will explain. But it's generally through the Avos. And we say our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through the Avos. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has an Ava towards us because of the accomplishments of the Avos. And therefore, when we reference HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we refer to Him many times as the Elohim of the Avos.